Report: Spanish boxing trainer says Olympic fighter who failed DIPA gender tests was considered too dangerous to train with women. By Warner Todd Houston on August 11, 2024. Former Olympic boxer and Olympic boxing trainer Rafael Osano says that Algerian Olympic boxer Amane Khalif was considered too dangerous for women to train with during a recent boxing retreat in Spain. The Spanish boxer and trainer told Radio Marca that allowing Khalif to box as a female in the Paris Games was unfair. "I don't see it as fair. Everyone can think what they want, but that's how I see it," Lozano told the outlet. In 2023, the IBA president Umar Kremlev explained his organization's decision to disqualify Taiwan's Lin Yuting and Algeria's Amane Khalif from competing in the IBA's 2023 Women's World Boxing Championships, according to Russia's TASS news agency. "Based on DNA tests, we identified a number of athletes who tried to trick their colleagues into posing as women. According to the results of the tests, it was proved that they have Y chromosomes. Such athletes were excluded from competition," Kremlev said. Lozano explained that Khalif was not well received at a boxing event at Car Bloom Sports Center in Madrid, Spain. "They were doing a retreat at Bloom, and we couldn't put her with anyone. We put Khalif with Jennifer Fernandez, and it hurt her. Whoever we put Khalif with was injured," he said. "In fact, Khalif was so dangerous to the female participants that the officials of the event stopped putting Khalif up against women and paired the Algerian with one of Spain's top male boxers to make it even." Lozano added that allowing Khalif and Taiwan's Lin Yuting to box in the female category in Paris was not right and said, "From my point of view, I don't see it as fair." Mexican boxer Brianda Tamara Cruz, who boxed against Khalif 2 years ago, said that she had never felt blows as powerful and damaging as those from Khalif in her 13-year boxing career. Cruz, who fought Khalif at the Golden Belt Series finals in Guadalajara in 2022, said she was hurt a lot by Khalif's pummeling. "When I fought Khalif, I felt it was very out of my reach. I was hurt a lot by the punches. I think I had never in my 13 years as a boxer felt like this, not even in my sparring with men." Cruz added, "Thank God, that day I came out of the ring well, and it's good that they finally realized." Cruz also posted images of her battered face showing the bruises and abrasions suffered at the hands of the controversial Algerian boxer. 1B Mexican boxer Brianda Tamara recalls nightmare Amane Khalif fight in DEC 2022 with bruise-filled photos. "When I fought with her, Amane Khalif, I felt very out of my depth, her blows hurt me a lot." Mila, at Militrude 11, August 9, 2024. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.